Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we praise you and thank you for the privilege, Lord, to come here one more time to talk about your healing power. Lord, we thank you for this wonderful book that you've given to us, the owner's manual, to show us what you like and what you don't like. Lord, help us to understand that you wrote this book to us so we will know how to know you. You already know us because you made us. But we don't know you outside of the Word. We cannot know you. We'll not know you. And if we don't take the time to study your Word and read it over and over and over, we will never know who you are. We will never walk where you want us to walk. But Lord, help us to get in the Word and then to tell others what we learn about the Word. Now, Father, I want to thank you and praise you for all the things you do and how you're conforming us, or at least you're working at conforming us to the image of your Son. It's quite a goal. But, Lord, thank you that you're showing us these things. And, Lord, help us to get there as quick as possible so we can be used of you for your glory. A vessel unto honor, fit for your use in the kingdom of God. Now, Lord, I thank you and praise you for this day. I ask you to show us things about you and about healing so we can receive what's rightfully ours as sons and daughters of God. And I praise you and thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise the King. Okay. Now then, this particular session that we meet once a month, we meet here to talk specifically about the healing power of Jesus and what we have to do to get healed. Now, I want you to know something that I am learning as I don't even know how much time I spend with God anymore, but I mean, this last few days, I seem like that's all I've done. It's just been in the Word with Him. I get up in the morning and I go to bed at 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning and I'm still in the Word. Lock myself up in my office with the Word, reading the Word, listening to the Word. And the more I read it, the more I listen to it, the more I realized how far out there in left field that I had been most of my life. You know, I just realized, God, what is it? I mean, why is it that we cannot read and understand this book? I just don't understand this. The more I read it, I mean, as some of you know, just recently I had a gentleman that he wrote another minister in this area, a big minister, big minister. And he made him ask him a question about my teaching. You know, Thurman says that God will put sickness and disease upon us. What do you think about that? He said, well, there's a lot of people that teach a lot of things, but he said, I want you to know that God will not and never put sickness and disease upon you. Well, last Tuesday night at Bible study, I decided to just teach on just a few of the places where it says, I, God, will make you sick. And so I taught an hour and a half or hour and 45 minutes, scripture after scripture after scripture, that confirmed, and every time I'd read one, I'd ask the group, who put this sickness upon these people? And they said, God did. Okay. After about an hour and a half, I said, I rest my case. I mean, I am not telling you that God will make you sick. I'm just saying what Jesus says in His Word. Now then, this may be a little bit foreign to what you've heard all of your life. A lot of people will think, there ain't no way God would make me sick. You've probably heard that, haven't you, ma'am? I can see the look on your face. Well, then who do you think makes you sick? See, this is the thing. Now, I've also listened to another man. I was listening to one of Howard Pittman's teachings again this week. And he is a Baptist preacher, Southern Baptist preacher, that 1979 died. And when he got to the gates of heaven, the Lord told him, and he wasn't too nice to him. I know we sat and talked with Howard Pittman for hours the other day. We took the whole team and flew down to a place where he was. And we sat and listened to Howard, and we had the privilege, all of us as a ministry team at the Living Savior Church, we sat and talked to Howard Pittman for hours about his experience in 1979. Well, at that 1979, he died. But today, he's still alive. You know, God sent him back because when he got to heaven, the Lord told him, he said, Howard, you can come in because of my son's blood, but you will get no rewards. He said, Lord, I've been a Baptist preacher. I've preached on the streets. I've preached in churches. I've done everything for you. He said, no, Howard, you didn't do nothing for me. Everything you did it for yourself. How would you like to stand before the king and he sell that to you? He said, you didn't believe my word. You did not believe my word. You didn't teach what I told you to teach. So he said, only because of the blood of my son will you get to come in. But he said, you will not receive a single reward. That's serious. That's serious stuff. Now, this guy's still alive. He begged God. He said, Lord, please, I do not want to come into heaven with no rewards. He said, please give me another chance. Let me go back. And please, God, give me another chance. And so the Lord told him, okay, I'm going to give you another chance to prove that you will believe and teach what I wrote in my book. Not believe. He said, but Lord, I went to Baptist seminary. He said, I know. I was with you.
I was with you.
I heard everything they said. Well, he said, they don't believe my book either. So anyway, he said, I'm going to send you back, but he said, before I send you back, I'm going to send you on a trip of the spirit world. So Howard Pittman got to make a trip through the spirit world, and he got to see how spirits work. And of course, some of the things he told us, some of those things I had already found out from asking the Lord, but one of those right quick, I want to talk to you about how spirits work and how they get control of our lives, because that's what makes you sick. That's what gives you the problems you have. Howard said that the Lord sent an angel to go with him, or a couple of angels, and they transversed him right through the veil. And he said, when I stepped into the second heaven, I could see everything in the third heaven, but the third heaven couldn't see me. He said, I'm walking right here, and there's a man right there. And he's laughing, talking to a woman. I can hear everything they say, but they can't see or hear me. They don't even know I'm there. He's in the second heaven. They're in the third heaven. And he said, when I walked through this room, so I could walk right through a wall in this hospital, where my body was laying dead down there, here I am alive walking through the hospital. Now, we're talking to this man that had this experience. We spent all day Friday a few weeks ago with this man. He said there was a man and a woman in this hospital, and she was a nurse. And he said, as I walked through the wall, they were laughing about something. And he said, it obviously one of them had told a joke or something, and there was a punchline to it. It was funny, and they were both laughing. But said the man was looking at the woman, and he was looking at the woman, and they were laughing. He said, all of a sudden, I begin to see a big green-looking frog begin to grow out of the floor and come up and get bigger. He said, I said, Angel, what is that? He said, that's the spirit of lust. He said, it's growing. He said, he's giving place to its thoughts. The spirit of lust. Here's a man talking to a woman, and they're kind of telling a little joke. And as they're telling the joke, he's looking at her, and the spirit of lust is working on his man. Wouldn't you love to go to bed with that? And as he yields to those thoughts, the spirit is growing, getting bigger. And then all of a sudden, the spirit went right into his face and disappeared. He said, what happened? He said he completely yielded to the spirit of lust. And now he has a spirit of lust in his body. Now then, the Spirit will take control of his mind. Every time he sees a woman, he will put those thoughts. And as he yields to those thoughts and yields to it, that Spirit will continue to grow and others will grow until he totally becomes possessed. And if he continues to yield, finally it'll come to the point where he'll not be able to control himself. Now, isn't that amazing? The spirit of lust. That's why I've taught a lot of people in my life. In fact, I had a gentleman come up to me the other day after what I was teaching, and he says, I had that spirit. There's not a whole lot of men hadn't had that spirit. We've yielded to that spirit in our lives. But I said, I can tell you how to overcome that spirit. I said, every time you look at a woman, you look at her in her eyes. You never look at her below her eyes. And I said, that spirit will never be able to control you. And he came to me the other day and he said, I heard this on one of your teachings. And he said, I had that spirit. I couldn't control myself. He said, every time a woman walk in, first place I'd look is somewhere besides her face. I'm looking at all of her body parts. And he said, that spirit of lust was controlling me. But he said, when I heard you say that, he said, I started looking at every woman right in her eyes. I would never look anywhere besides in her eyes. And he said, I overcome that spirit of lust and it left me. He said, I don't have that beast no more. Isn't that amazing? See, there is a spirit world that's testing us. And when we don't pass our test, those spirits take control of us and they laugh at us. Who sends those spirits to us to put us to the test? Where do they come from? Who made them? Who made everything? He said that in his word, didn't he? All things were made by him and for him, and nothing exists except he made it. He made all things for him and for his pleasure. We both read the same book, didn't we, brother? It's in there, isn't it? So who made those spirits? God made those spirits. What did he make them for? He made them to put you to the test. Everything in your life. Now then, I don't know whether I listened to this on the internet. I think it was a little video. I looked at so many things about the Word of God and so many websites. Either that or God just gave me this vision. I don't know which one in the process of sitting there. I'm kind of like Paul. He says, I know of a man that was caught up to the third. I don't know whether he was alive. I don't know if he was in the Spirit. I don't know.
Praise the Lord. This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries. If the teaching you've just heard, if you would like that in its entirety, if you would call our ministry at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. We'll be happy to send it to you free and postpaid. You can also order all of our entire teachings, which we have hundreds of them, on the website at tlsm.org, www.tlm.org, tlsm.org. And there you can go to the free teachings. You can order whatever you want. We'll send them to you free and postpaid. And remember, Jesus is Lord.